you to say this.
I'm moving very slowly through these notes. There's a lot to talk about. So those who have the pages, the two pages from the Eretz HaTchiya with Rav Avinair's commentary, where Rav Kook in this Maimer Nun Aleph in the Eretz HaTchiya is telling us how the way that we lived throughout all of the years of Golus, where the Hamoinam, where the average Jew had a very, very simple, a very simple, sweet, simple, and shallow understanding of Yiddishkeit, of Elokus, how that was enough to survive as Jews in the state that they were in, divided into Kehilas, into Chassidus, into Shtiblach, and so on. But once we would return, once we are returning, and the time has come to get ready for Mashiach, to be able to exist as a people, as a nation. Rav Kook writes on top, just to review the beautiful words on the left side over there, E'ef shalu'uma shetis'aged. It's not possible for the nation shetis'aged, that the nation should fuse together, should join together. The tasig ba'omek chayeh is sod gvurasa, that the nation should be able to comprehend in the depths of her life the sod of the gevurah, of the great power, the great strength, the tremendous koiches that Am Yisrael has. On the other side, v'tziyurei sidureha, and tziyurei sidureha. Remember, the seder of Am Yisrael, the seder of Am Yisrael is a seder that consists of malchus, the ideal seder, king, neviim, kahanim, bavodosam, Leviim, Beduchanam. We have a seder of how to live. What we're in now, the situation in Galus is lo mesudar. This is not our seder. Our entire existence as a people now is a bedavid. We don't have that. We don't have our institutions. We don't have our institutions. When I use that, I know institutions is like a bad word because it conjures up a lot of negative things. But here we're talking about Kedusha. Kedusha or Malchus. We don't have our Metzias as a people. So in that fragmented state, as long as we had tzaddikim, individual tzaddikim, and great Rosh Hashivas and big Rabbanim, you know, you had Noid Behudas and Chassam Soivas, and you had and Bal Shem Tov and the Rebbe Reb Melech and the Ut Tzaddikim. You had, so they were able to be mayor the Ur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way that Amcha Yisrael was able to survive and to live in that way, in that unnatural, fragmented state. But Rav Kook says it can't be anymore. In order to thrive as a people, in order to return to our healthy state as a people, he says we have to come back to the Lechatchila. Tziyurei sidureha, that could only be kim al pi deyes mezukachais, Rav Kook writes, on the top of the second side there. There could only be al pideas mezukachos, our way of understanding the Rebbeinu Shalom, our way of understanding Klal Yisrael. It has to be mezukachos, it has to be clear and refined. Umasim hayoytzim mitaharosa shel das Hashem emes, and our actions have to emerge, have to be rooted in das Hashem emes, in a true and deep understanding of God. The behirus hayoser elyona. Rav Avinair explains, so when the time has come to build a nation in her land, and there's an actual practical real need to establish a seder of malchus, a society of Torah, a culture of Yiras Shamayim, of Ahavas Hashem, of Avodas Hashem, a culture. Not where we're trying to survive within an alien culture, but how do we create our own culture, a culture of Kedusha? So now we have to we have to come back to understand what is Klal Yisrael? What is the meaning of Klal Yisrael? After all of the years of trying to understand what's a Jew, what's Klal Yisrael? What does it mean, Am Yisrael? This is the main limudim before Mashiach comes, in this sugya of what is this Metzias of Klal Yisrael? Harihem hem gufei Torah. This has become, and this is, gufei Torah, meaning the essence of Torah. V'anu chayovim lahamik b'limud avonaseinu, amanashe Torah is kol pinos achayim kulam. And therefore, we have to deepen our understanding of Emunah, because the sugya of Klal Yisrael is to be found only in Sifrei HaEmunah, in Pnimiyas HaTorah, in Chassidus, in Kabbalah, in Pnimiyas HaTorah, in the Sifrei HaEmunah, even the Kadmonim, Kuzri is a Klal Yisrael Sefer, Maharal is a Klal Yisrael Sefer. And then later on, of course, Ramchal, and Chassidus, and Torah HaGro, Mashiach ben Dobin, Mashiach ben Yosef. This is the Torah HaGeula, the Torah of Mashiach. Because the light of Hashem has to illuminate, has called Pinas Achayim Kulam, every single corner of our existence. Not just in Shul, not just in Bismedrash, but every single corner of our existence. And only Pnimiyas HaTorah reveals the presence of God in every corner of existence. In every single corner of existence, every moment of life. So let's just, a little bit more of the notes. On the bottom of the first side, 257, four lines up, Val Tatamavetoymer. 257, four lines up from the bottom. I'm sorry you don't have the pages. It's hard a little bit to listen. This is where we were last week. Since over Golus we lost that sense of Am Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael, as a result of that, we became what Yirmi Hanavi calls Se Pezura Yisrael. Like a little shapsala, like a little weak lamb. Se Pezura Yisrael. Divided and dispersed. Se Pezura Yisrael. And there's a certain meekness that comes as a result of living among our enemies for thousands of years. There's a meekness. And our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents were all taught to keep a low profile. You better keep a low profile. When you're in a hostile, hateful environment, you have to be very, very careful, especially when you're a tiny minority, and you're dependent upon the pirates. So you have to keep a low profile. And we became Se Pezur Yisrael. There's a sikha from Bab Chabi Schus Elena where he talks about, it's Pashas Mishpatim, I don't remember what year it was, but it's based upon a Torah from the Tzemach Tzedek. He talks about the four Shomrim. It mentions there the Shor and the Chamor and the Salma and the Se. The Se, the lamb, which is a very sweet, harmless animal. But the teva of that animal is a certain kind of meekness. And it follows. I mentioned this in the past. We spoke about this mida, which was the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. We spoke about this mida, that all of you have been to Eretz Yisrael, so you'll be driving somewhere and you'll be like near Yericho and you'll see one like Bedouin walking over there and they're like 1,000 sheep, right? And since the time I was a little kid and I first saw that, I'm wondering, like, why don't you guys make a break for it, you know? Go for it. Just go. Run. They don't have such a teva, you know what I mean? Like, you'd think there'd be one, like, manhig, that would say, like, he'd say, guys, we can get out of here. It's one of him, and it's all of us. We could do this. We could run. The whole midah of tzayin letevach yuval, of a sheep that is taken to be slaughtered and doesn't have that tkifus. That's the matzav of Am Yisrael, Sep Pezur Yisrael. The Rebbe writes there that the Rebbe says that that's the worst. Even though the shor is a dangerous, angry animal, and the chamor is an Indian of krivus, each thing, and the salma is an Indian of begida, of a beged, of being a traitor, of not being faithful to God. But the Rebbe says the worst consequence of golus is se pizur Yisrael, is that we lost our shtaltz. I know I say it in English. We lost our gevura. We lost our manhood. Se pizur Yisrael, we became shapsalach. And as a result of that, the way that we understood is that if our enemies start up with us, the best thing is to hide. The best thing is to be even more subservient. That's not the matzav of Knesset Yisrael. That's not the true state of Am Yisrael. That's not Knesset Yisrael. When you look at Tanakh, that's not the picture you get in Tanakh. Mm-hmm. That's not what you see in Tanakh. That's Golus. Tanakh, Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. You start up with, that's what he's saying over here. You give us a patch. There's no in you turning the other cheek. Yeah, we see how the people from the Yoshka, how they all turn the other cheek. If someone gives you a patch, you give twice back, an enemy. Not to be frightened, but in Golus that was the Metzias of Am Yisrael. So then the feeling is Heichen Hakadusha. Is that holy? The Jew should fight. The Jew should hit back. Is that Kedusha? All right, remember that this is from Rav Aviner, who's his whole chias is this inyan. You have to be when you read it. So he will focus on these inyanim more than other inyanim usually. Okay, but hechni hakedusha neshadavke mitzir shabahuma makis reitfer he mitzir shel kedusha. When Am Yisrael is hitting back, our enemies. That's a mitzir shel kedusha. That's Dovid HaMelech. Omnam la'ach alpayim shneis golus, koshlonu la'hovin zois. After 2,000 years of golus, it's hard for us to be masig there. It's hard for us to be masig to fight back. Hamedrash, it's a famous medrash, the last line over there. The medrash in Eicha says, Arba melochim hoyu, mashatoveze loitoveze. There were four kings. What one asked, what one wanted and demanded, the other didn't. Ve'elohim, these are the four kings. Turn over. David, Va'asi, Yehoshaphat, V'chizkiyahu. David Omar, in terms of what to do with our enemies. David said, Erdefa oivai v'asigen. David HaMelech said, I'm going to chase after my enemies, I'm going to pursue my enemies, and I'm going to get them. Erdef oivai v'asigen. That's how David HaMelech spoke. Erdef oivai v'asigen. He didn't say, no, you have to... Erdef oivai v'asigen. The words are very clear in Navi. I'm going to run after my enemies and I'm going to destroy them. I'm not coming back. Ad kaloisam. That would have been good. We could have used that in this past summer. Not to come back until the enemy is destroyed. That's how Jews once fought. You don't come back until the enemy is destroyed. That also is an Indian. It's always an Indian of weakness about the Umas Ha'olam. What I was talking about last day of Shabbos. We're worried about what everybody thinks, what the world says, what America says. Omelech Kadosh Baruch Hu. So David Malch said, "This is what David Malch said." Erdefai oivei v'ashmida. Omelech Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says to David Malch. Ani Oisa, Hashem Yisbarach gave his chasima, he gave his consent, and he says, that's good, you go get him, I'll take care of him. Omar Asav Omar, so now already we're getting further from Dovid HaMelech. So Omar Asav Omar, Ein Bikoyach Laharag Lahem. I don't have the strength to kill them. Ella ani roidef aysam v'ato aysam. I'll do my best to like chase after them. You see, I was starting to get. I'll chase after them, and then he says, "Takash Baruch Hu," but I can't kill them. Don't said, "Vani ashmide." I'm going to wipe them out. Aser, and he says, "I'll chase after them." V'ato aysam, but please, Rav Shlomo, you finish them off. Omaloi ani oisa. So the Baruch Shlomo says, "Okay, I'm asking ani oisa." Omad Yeshavet v'amar. So now Yeshavet says, we're getting further away from David and Melch. David is true Malchus. David and Melch is Am Yisrael. That's Am Yisrael. That's the way it was supposed to be. Omad Yeshavet v'amar ani ein bikarich loy laharig v'loy lirdaif. I'm not a killer. I don't have the strength not to kill, and I'm not even into this. I'm not even into going after the enemy. Elani oimer shira. That I'm going to sit in shul. Ani oimer shira. I'll sit in the shul. Ani oimer shira. Va'ata oise. And Rabbi Shalom, you take care of it. Ani oimer shira. Va'ata oise. I'll sing shira. Va'ata oise. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbi Shalom says, okay. Ani oise. Okay, I'll take care of the whole thing. Omar Chizkiyov, Omar, ani ein bikarach loy laharag, v'loy lirdaif, v'loy loy mashira. Because you know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if he would have said mashira, he could have been mashira. He was a big tzaddik. Ani ein bikarach loy laharag, v'loy lirdaif, v'loy loy mashira. Not to chase after the enemy. Not to kill, not to chase after, and not even v'loy lo mashira. Elani yoshna al mitosi v'ata oisa. I'm just going to stay in bed. V'ata oisa. Now, if you look in the Svarim, there's a positive way to interpret this, Chazal, and there's a negative way. The positive way, which is the perish of Golus, is, you can see how this could be understood in both ways. The perish of Golus is that we don't have to do that stuff anymore. We don't have to run after our enemies. I could sleep in my... I could say Kriyas Shema Lamita. I sleep in my bed. I'm filled with Emunah Bitachon. And the Baruch Shalom finishes them off. In other words, it's a higher Medrega. We can look at this Medrash as telling us that there was progress after David HaMelech. David HaMelech had to make a big Hishtadlus. If we turn it around, which is what you find in many Svar. David HaMelech had to had to go and to kill and to run and he was... all day long hacking with the guy, right? That was already a low madrega. The higher madrega is us and Yehoshaphat. I don't have to go. The other side, I don't have to kill. The other side, I'm not even going to run after. And the highest madrega is where Chizkiah says, "Ani yashan amitasi." The guy shlofen. So there are svarim that were written in Golus by big people. That learned that there's a progression from the lower madrega of David HaMelech, who had to make a wild hishtadlus, who had to go to war. He was busy with war. And then at the end, it turns out that we have like a yeshiva bacha, ani yoshen al mitasi. You know, with very soft slippers and very nice. Everything's nice, and he has. A dehumidifier on, you know. So everything's okay. He's okay. So we're looking at like. So there are those who interpret this as progress. David HaMelech was very, very primitive. And Kedusha was very. That was a very primitive state. So David HaMelech had to go to war. But when we reached the higher Madrega was ani yoshen al mitasi. I go to sleep. V'ata oisa, and the Baruch Shalom is going to fight the war. When you look at the simple pshat in the words, it doesn't sound like it's talking about progress. V'loy loy mashira, since everybody knows that he was very, very deeply criticized for that he didn't sing Shira. So it sounds like something is going wrong in Klal Yisrael. Not that something is right. Something is wrong. V'ani yoshen al mitasi. V'at oise. Hashem's Baruch says, "Ani Oisa," The simple pshat in the Medrash is Ani Ois is Afal Pichein, I have Rachmanis on my people, and I'm going to watch over them in Golas. You'll survive Golas. But in terms of Lechatchila B'de'eved, to think that it's moving from the to interpret it that it's moving from the lower to the higher doesn't stim with the pshat in the Medrash. That's not the pshat in the Medrash.
Rabbi, why can't you say it's Malachta Fenasa De'Acherim? It's the ultimate level of Emunah that doesn't require even a Dibur, Shira, even Maisa. It's the ultimate level of
Hashem Yilachem Lechem V'atem Tacharishim. Yeah, so there are those who say that that's the pshat. The problem is that to imply that Malchus David was a B'de'evid Matzev, and that Malchus based David, that David HaMelech himself was not on the highest Madrega. Why didn't David HaMelech said, Ani Yoshna Mitas Yivata Oysa? David HaMelech was a big Mammon.
So
why wasn't he on a Madrega of Mashiach? He's David Malchus Mashiach. Why didn't he say, the Melachtim Nasas Aidei Cherem?
So we learned a million things, that on one level you're supposed to believe if you do nothing, Hashem could do everything, but Hashem wants Ishtadlis anyway, so we'll make whatever the right amount of Ishtadlis is for that time, but we should believe that Ishtadlis is just to go out of the world. How you tell him Hashem does, or Hashem needs
right.
David HaMelech to go to war.
Right.
Hashem doesn't need the Israeli Air Force, Hashem can do whatever he wants.
Right. So the end is that Eluv Elo Devel Kim Chaim, that even though it seems to us that there's a tremendous contradiction here, there's a stira, the truth is that the ultimate is a shilov between the two madregas. Is a shila between two madrigals, but that a Jew should have the midah of David HaMelech, of erdefem, ashmidem, v'lei osheva, to destroy.
That's the part I was confused about, because we saw so many other things about, and maybe it's more in Kedushin Avodas Hashem, about mashpia makabel, and there at tzaddikim, and we follow in the way, it's not that we have like this, Azaz, I'm not saying Azaz Kedushin is bad, but I'm saying, as I'm listening to everything Rabbi's saying, I'm thinking about, what about all the other things about, why do we need such a positive energy of like going forth, what happened to just being like, we have tzaddikim, we follow in the way of tzaddikim, and we try to be elochid, and what do we need this whole like energy? I'm not think Rebbe's all saying it in a positive way, but it's a little confusing. And maybe you'll say, well, one's in the world, one's in Kedusha, but I don't have a good clarity. This whole thing can't be about we should all join Tzahal and, you know, finish us while we're hiding behind a bush or something, you know, where
although that's how Chazal continue over there to describe David. The description of David HaMelech, mm-hmm. of what kind of a person David HaMelech was. Now there's a hanhog. It's more of a mindset, more of a hashkafas olam, more of there's a hanhaga of golus, and there's a hanhaga of geula. The inyan of an attitude, of that attitude, of that midah of David HaMelech, of not being a sepizuri Yisrael, of malchus Yisrael, and kedushas amalchus, and being able to take responsibility, of course, always trusting Hashem and always believing in Hashem. The consequence of all of that, the ultimate end after those wars are finished, is Mlachta Nasas Aidei Cherem. That's Geula. That's Geula itself. The question is the way to Geula. The way to Geula, in other words, leaving Golas. Rav Kook is talking about the Tchia. And leaving Golas and preparing for Geula needs to be a return to David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. You have to return to this Rav Kook writes about everywhere. Uvikshus Hashem Elokeim Ves David Malka. It says that before Mashiach comes, the Jewish people are going to seek Hashem and David HaMelech. It's interesting. Uvikshus Hashem Elokeim Ves David Malka. We're going to seek David HaMelech. And the Arius Rav Kook writes, we're going to try desperately to attach ourselves to the midas of David HaMelech, to the way of David HaMelech.
According to that explanation, the Golas explanation of the Medrash is even more Mashiach Torah than David HaMelech in terms of being the highest.
No, the ultimate, because of Binyamin, the ultimate tachlis is not that we should be engaged in the war, not that we should, not the ultimate is to be able to be free of all of our enemies, and that all of our enemies will be destroyed, and then we'll be able to engage in the battles of Black Gemara, of talking about the Kadosh Baruch Hu in those Mulchamas. That's the ultimate, to be Yashin al Mitasi, to be able to be in bed, and Vani Oyesa, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everything. But that's already Shabbos. The 6 days of the week, if a person is Yashin al Mitasi, it's not a good Mida. Right? The 6 days of the week. I mean, we all know people like that.
There's three levels. There's the Yashin Amitasi Tatala, and then there's the toward Mashiach stage, and then there's Yashin Amitasi Ila.
That's a good way of putting it. The Yashin Amitasi Ila, the higher madrega of Yashin Amitasi, is Vata Oisa, is Machtam Nasa Zaydechem. That's already Mashiach. That's already Mashiach. That's already the schar. That's already the reward for our fighting during Golas. But during the time of Pu'ula, when we were required to be actively engaged in Avodas Hashem, in moving towards Yerushalayim, it's not the Hanhag is not the Hanhag is not Ani Yashin al Mitasi Vata Oisa. It's not Ani Yashin al Mitasi Vata. It's not to stay in bed Vata Oisa and you do.
Until Mashiach.
But the tachlis is Ani Yashin al Mitasi.
It's Ani Osa, but I have to believe the whole time it's really the Bari Olam is Osa.
That's for sure. That's for sure. And David Melech, that's what David Melech was. The Madrega of David Melech was that the Madrega of David Melech was that he was going and fighting, but every single second he always knew that it was Ani Osa.
Right. So even though he could be the greatest warrior, at the same time, he's the little Shepsala surrounded by the 70 wolves. And he could be the greatest warrior in the world, but his mindset is he's a little sheep.
That's what I mean by Elav Elav Devil Kim Chai.
Isn't this essentially the machlek is the Satma Rav and Rav Kook?
In terms of the Hanhage, at the end of Golas. Yeah. There were tzaddikim. The Satmar was very, very deeply rooted in the Kedusha of the Kehilas of Chutz Laaretz. He is the embodiment of that Kedusha, of that highest Kedusha of being within that wall of Kedushas Yisrael among the enemies. That's the Satmar of Rav Kook's Kedusha was a Kedusha already of Eretz Yisrael, not a Kedusha of Chutz Laaretz. The Satmar of Kedusha was Kedusha's Chutz Laaretz, the Kedusha of the Kehilas of Chutz Laaretz, which is unbelievable. Unbelievable, the Kedusha of how the Sepazur was able to remain connected to Hashem, was able to remain faithful to Hashem through the years of Golos. That's the Kedusha of this Satmar Rav.
It's ideologically Yushen al Mitasi.
Yeah, the ideology of the Satmar Rav was of Ani Yashin al Mitasi. In the positive sense that Shemi, that we're all talking about, that's why I said El Adiv Lekim Chaim, Yashin al Mitasi filled with Amuna. Chizkiyo was a big tzaddik. So if we would say Chizkiyo is that model of the Satmar Rav, is Chizkiyo. And David HaMelech is more of the model of Rav Kook. I mean, the way that we're learning. They're both big, big tzaddikim. It's on Hoge of Golas. And that's Hashgacha Pratis. If we wouldn't have had the Satmar Rav, if we wouldn't have that Mahalach of the Satmar Rav, we wouldn't have survived in Golas. We wouldn't have survived in Golas. And the Hanhag of Rav Kook was the Hanhag of the Tchir, of returning to the way of David HaMelech, which is Lechachila. Not that doesn't mean, God forbid, to say Satmar Rav. The Satmar Rav's way was in Golas, was Lechachila in Golas. But in terms of Am Yisrael, that's not the Hanhag of Am Yisrael. It's not the Hanhag of Am Yisrael.
Korban of Bayan Sheni was connected to people not taking on the Hanhag of Galus. You mean the way of the tzaddikim at that time was to
Rabbi Akiva, Bar Kochba,
the Beryonim were able to fight, so they failed to adapt in the opposite direction.
Right. The reason they failed to adapt because of what Shmuel is saying is because those Kanoim, those Beryonim, they were missing the Va'ani Oisa. What Shmuel and Shimei, they were missing. It wasn't connected to the Bari Olam.
Rebbe, isn't David Melch from Yehuda, right?
Yeah.
So this sound, whole thing, this machlokas, sounds like a rachaleya, dar midbar, dar eretz Yisrael thing. So why wouldn't you think that it would be someone from the B'nai Rachel, that would be the David HaMelech person, the I'm going out, the Binyamin, as opposed to Yehuda, which I always understood, I think maybe Chalban and Shlach had the whole thing on that, as to why the dar HaMidbar is really more the B'nai Leah of just, we're going to sit back, we'll learn in Kol El, and Hashem will take care.
That opens up a very big discussion. I'm not going to have a discussion on Rochel. No, you're right, but you also just Shami, you got very fancy. But listen, because you're reading good things, Baruch Hashem. But Shami, stop. But listen, Yehuda is Malchus. Gur Aryeh Yehuda. Yehuda comes from Leah.
That Yehuda for sure.
Yehuda is Leah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's enough for us right now. It says it's a professional chumash. Korats, Korah, right?
Since when do we call Chumash? We can call it.
Well, we can call the Chalban, why should we call Chumash? Right, so, Malchus is Yehuda. I don't want to get into Leah and Rochel right now. Malchus is Yehuda. Yeshli Yashiv, I'm saying it's a discussion, but Yehuda is Malchus. Yehuda is Malchus. And David Melch is Yehuda. And for us right now, the simple Pshat and Chumash will have to suffice for now. It is a discussion of what. Of when you learn the sugya of Rochel and Leah, you must have noticed that it switches a lot. Mm-hmm. Anybody that learns the sugya of Rochel and Leah knows it's Gali, it's Kasia, it switches a lot. Because there are pratsufim in the spheres. It's not just pure Rochel and it's not just pure Leah. Leah is Rochel and Rochel is Leah. That's how come they came in the world in such a way. There's a midah of katnus, the midah of godless. And sometimes godless is katnus and katnus is godless. It's not black and white. But Yehuda is Malchus, that's clear. David Malchus is Malchus, that's clear. That's clear. And these are tzaddikim that we're reading about here. These are tzaddikim from Beis David. And the simple pshat in the Medrash, is that something was the light of David HaMelech was decreasing, not increasing. Even though you're right about Vani Yosef, and there's the ultimate Madrega of the Vani Yosef, and Binyamin said, Ilah, the higher level of being able to sleep, Vani Yosef, that's the Gula. But the simple pshat in the Medrash is talking about something going wrong, something changing. Again, the Svarim in Golis took this Medrash and, in a beautiful way, showed that there's also something very, very great about that, that Am Yisrael in Golis adjusted and we adapted to the way of the Satmarov, to strengthen our Emunah and Bitachon, and to be able to stay in the house, and to say, Rabban Shalom, I trust that you're going to take care of, because I can't go, I don't have the koch to go, not Erdoif, Laharoig, Lirdoif, because I'm surrounded by 10 million Polaks. And where am I going to fight? Or by a million Nazis. So, in Golis, we had to adjust to that reality, and the ideal adjustment is the model of the Satmarov, which is Vanyoshna Amitosi Va'ata Oise, which is a tremendous Madrega of Amunah. Very few people can be on such a Madrega of Amunah. But it's a tremendous level of Amunah. Va'ata Oise. What am I going to do with the Goyim? What am I going to do with these people? How am I going to fight? What am I supposed to do? I can't. Loy Laharig V'loy Lirdoif. We couldn't kill them. We couldn't chase anybody. Loy Laharig V'loy Lirdoif. So the choice in Golis is the choice of strengthening ourselves within. And strengthening ourselves within is Vaniyosh and Almitosi, the Beis Medrash, the Shul, the Kehilas, the Tzaddikim, the Rebbes, and so on. Aniyosh and Almitosi, Va'ataois and Avon Shalom, please help us with our enemies. That's Golis. The Inyan of David HaMelech is Erdoif, Asigim, Ashmidem, V'le'oshiva, Ad Kaloisa. I'm going to go after them, I'm going to kill them, and they're not coming back until they're destroyed. But you're right, you can't leave out the Vani Oysa. It's the Vani Oysa, and every single second is Vani Oysa. The highest Madrega of Dir B'Tachtonim is what? The highest Madrega of Dir B'Tachtonim is not that we don't do anything, it's that we're involved, we go to work, we do things, and what? B'chol Drechecha De'eyu. David HaMelech took that to the next level. B'chol Drechecha De'eyu didn't just mean that I'm at my, I'm at my firm and we have mincha. You know, b'chol drachecha de'ehu means that I put on the donach closes the gemara and takes the sword and goes to fight. That's b'chol drachecha de'ehu. That's what Rav Avinu is explaining. It's not the opposite of kedusha. it's so hard for us to wrap our brains around that because it goes against everything that we were raised with. I mean, we like other people to go fight, of course. But and we're always proud of the soldiers that are doing that. But if anybody would give us a gun or something... Yes, so we'd say to the soldier, you know what, you go and do that. Vani Yoshna Mitosi. And I hope you'll be much lich. We're going to have a whole Tilum campaign for you. Don't worry. Everything's fine. We're going to learn for you. We're going to daven for you. Just go ahead and you go ahead and shoot and everything like that. And we're going to stay in the Bessei Medrash. Don't worry. It's going to be fine. That is the mentality of Golas and the old Yeshuv of Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak v'chulu v'chulu. Is there Kedusha to that? Of course there's Kedusha to that. When it's from a person like the Satmar Rav, it's from a tzaddikim like that, the Chazanis, it's the Kedusha is the Kedusha that was drawing down the light of the Shekhinah even in such dark places in Golas. When it's being misused and abused by people who are just Sepzuri Yisrael, who are Shepsalach, and would prefer other people fight their wars, so then that's not Gevurah, that's not Malchus. That's not Gevurah, that's not Malchus. Vani Yoshna Mitasi, while other people go to war. Vani Yoshna Mitasi, where there are soldiers that are fighting and you're going surfing in Eilat Ben Azman. Vani Yoshna Mitasi. And don't worry, our learning that we did this past Zman, because now it's Ben Azman, the learning that we did this past Zman is going to protect you. Why don't you switch off and why don't you give the soldier a break and let him surf a little bit, and why don't you go out Ben Azman? Vani Yoshna Mitasi.
Can you ever clarify the difference between Shira and Yoshev al Mitasi? If you're saying that Yoshev al Mitasi is talking about learning in the base medrash and then shuls, so what's the Omer Shira of Yoshev al
Mitasi? Could be that that's a very good question. I not to go into the dukum of the medrash, but it could be that Shira means that there was a higher medrega of that recognition of every single second of B'chol Drachecha De'eyu, the Shira. I don't know. It's a good question. And the same thing like with Rochon Leah, it needs more work. I don't want to get. It's already I've gone so far away from what we have to get back to. So, but it's a good question. What's the difference between Shira and Yoshna Mitasi? There's a shmuz from Rabbi Isaac Sher. They're tzaddikim to talk about that. What was the change?
Sounds like the sort of the grabber down as Yoshua.
Yeah. So that's also an Indian of it's a proactive fight. It's a war. Shira is a type of war. Yoshna Mitasi is more b'shev al tase. Shira is a milchama. We see that v'atem tacharishim by Hashem said we don't have to fight. But if you look in the Svarim Kedoshim, the Shira was the completion of the war. With the Shira that we sang Oz Yoshua Moshe Bnei Yisrael, so Hashem said v'atem tacharishim. So we didn't Hashem yilachim lachem. Right? Last parsha, Hashem will fight the war. Vatem Taharishim. The next thing we see is Oz Yoshem Moshe Bnei Yisrael, so Shira is Oz. And Shira is a form of warfare. It is a form of warfare.
Was the Shira after they were destroyed?
It's the completion. It's the Makibah Patish. It's the Hizgalus of Vani Oysa in the highest way. But it's a lot to talk about. It's a beginning.
Just very quick. What about your Shiel Neves?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Let's follow the grandson of Hizkiyahu HaMelech did what David HaMelech did. He went to fight the war. And he got killed too.
Who are you talking about?
Yoshio. So, my opinion is that they don't know what they're talking about. You could pick up, whatever, whoever you want. Like Binyamin said, Bar Kokhba, he went, with the tzaddikim, with the tanoim. So let's sit back and let's wait for the Holocaust to happen. So nobody knows. We don't know.
Well, that's what happened with the Yeshio. That's why we read that in the Kinas and Tisha B'Av. Because that's the Hesed upon him. You're right, Leon. We don't know. We don't know. And there's been tremendous confusion in the Chilukah Deis of how Jews should respond to persecution. How should we respond? What should we do? It's the Hesed upon him is we don't know. So you're right, Yoshio did, and Yoshio was killed. And you see that the story of Yoshio seems to be a very, very big piece of the whole story of Churban. Otherwise, why was it included in the Seder of the Kinas? Not knowing that not knowing them, and you had tzaddikim and galus. There were tzaddikim and galus that they took upon themselves to try to restore the covenant of David HaMelech, and didn't work.
And even David HaMelech had to ask him to even David HaMelech had to ask him to he didn't know.
He didn't know. Yeah, it's a hest upon. But let's just try to finish this note. So he says, so he explains. So Amar Laharig. So Kate said Yochlani Laharig Anoshim. So that's the now Rav Avinir is explaining. Asa was saying to kill? How can I kill people? Yeshav Damar Lidov to go chasing after people. Kate Yochlani Lidov, how can I chase after people? Chizkiyo Amar Losha Shira al Harig Shal Anoshim, I should sing Shira where people are getting killed. Kate said Dovashik is Evshar, how's it possible? Like we were saying before, the Madrega of David HaMelech, which is completely L'Shem Shemayim, all of his fighting, David HaMelech's fighting was like davening. His milchama was mamash like another person that's going into the mikveh. That's how David HaMelech's fighting was. Afapichen, he wasn't able to build the Beis HaMikdash because of the mitzvahs of having blood in his hands. But Shadovra Yenizo Manaka, Mr. Sham says, Atzmai, Nikoin Gom Mikol Eila, Valken Hayaholich Lemelchom be Tochen Chazar. The Ramchal says, Mr. Sham, David HaMelech purified himself from all other Cheshbainas, and therefore he went out to war, be Tochen Chazar, with strong trust in Hashem. Again, like you said, Shimi, he went out to war, but it was always what? Va'at Oisa. That's how he went to war. See, here the Ramchal, who's a Mekubal Eloki, who's talking from the perspective of Pnimis HaTorah, he says the Pshat in the Medrash that's going down Madragas. Not the way you see in the Musa Svarim. The Musa Svarim, after Ramchal, I'm talking about the modern Musa, the Musa Svarim talk about the Madrega of Chizkiyah, that is Yoshan Al-Mitosi, is a big Madrega. That's not the Ramchal. The Ramchal says David HaMelech was menuka. David HaMelech was clean from all other cheshbainis. Therefore, his milchama was completely l'shem shemayim. Was completely b'choldre ha'chad de'ehu. The David HaMelech, when he went to war, was shivisa Hashem l'negdi samid. That's how he went to war. The others, the Ramchal said already, was not the madrega. L'fishal ha'yu menukim kol kach. They were not so clean. Whatever the midah in the keys, the Ramchal is talking about, doesn't mean clean. It means they weren't in such a place of tahara that every single thing was what? Was l'shem Hashem. They weren't in such a place. On that madrig of David Melch. So he explains, Kichol sheha adam katan yoiser, the smaller a person is, kach koshaloi l'hismoidi de minyonim maisim, the smaller person is, the harder it is for him to contend with practical things. The smaller a person is, the harder it is for him to get involved in practical things. That's the opposite of the way we were taught. We're taught that very, very, very big people, they don't do anything, they just think. And very, very small people, those are the plumbers and the workers and so on. That's the way Jews were raised, were big intellectuals. So we're raised in such a way. When you look, you mentioned the Sabmarov, Rav Chaim Oizer, the people, Rav Kook. So you would think that Rav Kook sat his whole life sitting and thinking. Davka, these people who are the biggest Bala Medregas, they were the most active people in the world. They weren't sitting back. They weren't Yoshna Mitosi, the Samarov neither. It was not Yoshna Mitosi. They were mamish doing Rabbi Aaron Kotler. So they were the most active people in the world. Of course, there is a midah of tzaddikim that they stay away from everything. But he's explaining that, you see, that the greater the person, the more he's able to find the light of Hashem, b'chol pino sachayim, in every single corner of life. Therefore, to raise money for the yeshiva by Rav Aaron Kotler, by Rav Aaron Kotler raising money for the yeshiva was not by Hashem. It wasn't that he went to some fundraising seminar, and he wanted to be able to make a nice commission. Rav Aaron Kotler was going back and forth on the subways day and night to raise money for the yeshiva. Would he rather have been learning? Would the Panavizhirov have rather been learning? Look what the Panavizhirov was able to accomplish. He was a goyin olam. Panavizhirov was a goyin. He was known in Europe before the war, one of the biggest iluim in all of Europe. And he spent the second half of his life was 95% was dragging around going for money. But by him, it was mamish enough a melechus hakodesh. It was avodas Hashem, because the light of Hashem was shining in every corner of existence, and therefore for him it was. It, of course, personally, he would rather have been sitting in his medrash, but this was what was needed of him at that time, and he had the koch to do that, and therefore he did it. But when a person is small, but when a person is smaller, he runs away from bringing the light of Hashem into every corner of creation. He runs away from that. So he'd rather stay in that corner that's safe. The safe corner is the Beis Medrash. The safest place is the Beis Medrash. So he'd rather stay in that place. But to take the Ur of Hashem into every corner of creation, it's hard. L'chein davke David HaMelech. Therefore, davke David HaMelech. Shoye kol kulei molei emuna b'Hashem. David HaMelech, which is the ideal. Kol kulei molei emuna b'Hashem. Udvekis ilos b'yis baruch. David HaMelech was in a state of mamish dvekis b'Hashem on the highest. All the times that he lived in a place of dvekis. Mechines elokim keili ata ashachareka. Tzoma lucha nafshi. Koma lucha besori beret tzivayiv b'limayim. He lived in a state of tzimon of dvekis b'Hashem every second of his life. Davka, who all of us all, Mesuga Hoyalasa Gambin Yonam Aisim. Therefore, David HaMelech's concern was, how am I Megale, Dir Batachtainim, every single corner of creation? But the Lubavitcher sat in one place, but his head, his mind, his people, every single corner of creation. There wasn't a place in the world where there was a Jew that he wasn't thinking about. And even when there weren't Jews, to try to be Megale Lukus in every single corner of creation. When I've mentioned many times that one of the most inspiring books I ever read was about the Bava Rabbi Schussel and his whole The Escape of the Bava Rabbi. I forgot what it's called. Northern Moon by Night. It's an unbelievable book. Northern Moon by Night. Because the Bava Rabbi that I saw as an old person, well, it looked like he was a meek lamb. He was like, he couldn't stop smiling. It didn't stop. Everything about him was mesikus. And then you read that book and you see, like, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. Like from the Irgun, the Bava Rabbi. Unbelievable what he was arranging, organizing the whole thing. Unbelievable. To have different levushim. So that's what means, David HaMelech, Adino Ha'etzni. What does that mean? Kishohi Yosef, Isaac Batar Chazal say, Hayma Adin Atzmaklas. When he was sitting and learning, he was a very idle person. David HaMelech was very idle. He was very, very delicate. He was very, very refined. When he was sitting and learning, Adinut. Ubishoshi Yotzel Muchama, Ayamak Shatzmakates. But when he went out to war, he was like a rock, like a tree, hard. Not to budge. That's the change that's taking place at the time of the Tchiyah that we have to adjust to. And the only way to adjust, the only way to come to that is what we're learning, is what Rav Kook is talking about, is by entering into that world of Emunah and Pnimiyas, and Pnimiyas HaTorah. So next time, Mitzvah, we'll finish the note, and then we'll return, hopefully, to Hadar.